5565.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Out of the dailymail.co.uk, Jeep lays off 1,350 workers at Illinois' plant. Hundreds of workers are expected to be laid off when the automaker Stellantis closes an assembly plant in northern Illinois next year. Citing the challenges of rising costs of electric vehicle production. The company employs 1,350 workers at a plant in Belvidere, Illinois. And they said that the action is going to result in indefinite layoffs. It may not resume operations as it considers other options. I will say this. They will not reopen. I would say 80%. The possibility of them ever opening, reopening, are 20%. I don't think they're ever going to open. The economy is in almost, not an ICU, just in the hospital. We're going to the ICU in this economy in the next 6 years. It's going to begin here to increase, I would say, in this coming year. They said that the different factors, COVID-19, global microchip shortage, and the increasing cost of the electrification of the automotive market. The plant produces Jeep Cherokee SUVs. It's going to be idle starting February 28th, 2023, the end of February. And it will again result in indefinite layoffs, expected to exceed 6 months, and may constitute a job loss, which are expected to exceed 6 months and may constitute a job loss under the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. As a result, this WARN notices have been issued to both hourly and salaried employees. Stellantis said that it's going to invest $31.6 billion through 2025 on electrifying its vehicle lineup. And, you know, it's going to spend that much money to build robots. Robots. And the EV sales, the electric vehicles, make up 100% of the sales in Europe, 50% in the United States. This is what their projections are to 2030. Boy. Now, another article out of the economiccollapseblog.com. I'm starting with the economy. This right now is the, you have what's happening in Ukraine, Russia, China working together, Russia sending gas to China, India and China are still having conflict at their border, China is preparing to move into Taiwan, and the new president that's going to that has now taken over in Taiwan, or will take over, the people in Taiwan have basically saying we want China to move in and control everything. They're mad. They don't know what freedom is. And China is also looking at expanding out of, once Taiwan is in place, once Taiwan has been secured, then it's going to be South Korea. Japan is on the horizon. The Philippines. Then we have still the continuing vaccination programs, deception programs. And now, in this country, we have high inflation, job loss. It's happening in Europe, all the nations of Europe, in Austria. The prices for the increase in electricity is gone up 119%. The nations, I hate to say this, but the third world nations are actually kind of better off than the first world and the second world nations. It's really kind of dumbfounding to even think about how even in Mexico they're not having layoffs. There's no jobs. There never has been. They get by. They're used to an economy that is corrupt. And here, now we're getting the same experience in Mexico and some of the nations in South America and in the Far East and throughout the whole world. Now the United States, we are now having to adjust to a corrupt government. The nations in Africa have had corrupt governments for like 100 years. Our government is corrupt, but now the corruption is spreading like a plague out into the society, and there are no jobs and high inflation. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The P.E. Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling human being, will you
Okay, and with this article, the economiccollapseblog.com, hundreds of thousands of U.S. homeowners are now underwater on their mortgages as the housing crash accelerates. Now, I'll interject this. Remember, I know where I was in 2007, 2008. I was on a construction site. They were building, Adele Webb was building, I think, 1,200 homes in the Inspirata addition, a new addition there in southern Las Vegas, Nevada, in the valley, just east of the Highway 15 going to L.A. And I remember what happened. I was in 2008, the last truck driver that would haul rock, crushed rock, gravel on that site. All of the union cement trucks, the bulldozers, the graders, the earth movers were shut down. I was the one running back and forth, taking gravel, rock to sites where they were trying to get trees, palm trees in the ground, and get a little landscaping done. And there was one crusher, and I was the only truck running to that crusher to pick up whatever was needed. And they told me, I went in one day and I said, well, where is everybody? Well, all of the big KB homes, all of the big home builders had shut down. They had stopped operations. They weren't investing any more into the infrastructure, into the drainage system, electrical, any of it. And they said, well, you're the last one. You're the last one that is, I have my phone here. I forgot about this thing. Turn this thing off. They were the last ones. I was the last one running. And the only reason the crusher was working, they were at the crusher, was because of me. We had a loader operator, and we had the girl that took care of whatever was needed. She'd document what I was doing. I'd have to sign for it. And I said, so you guys are still working? They said, well, yeah, because of you. But when you're laid off or when you quit driving, we are going to be laid off too. But we're the only ones on the site. We're the only ones here that are working because of you. I remember, I couldn't believe it. It went from beehive activity to zero. And then they eventually, in April, late April, then they said, well, we don't have anything more to do. The guy that did the gentleman that had the big landscaping company for that project, he had, I'd say 150 employees. And I noticed as time went on, it was 100, then it was 50, then it was 20, then it was just a group, and then I stopped driving. They were laid off. Well, you know, this is right at the beginning when the curse, the great curse to America began. The great curse began at the election of Barack Obama. And there was a great curse that took place with George Bush Sr. and Jr., different kinds of curses. But Barack Obama brought a great big curse. And here, 14 years later, now the same thing is a repeat. But this time it's going to be bigger. So my question is Barack Obama coming back? If he brought that kind of a curse 14 years ago, is he on the way back into the picture? You're going to have to pay attention to this. Now, the article continues, as the housing market continues to implode, there's a record drop in pending home sales. Last month, a drop. And there were around 450,000 home buyers who now owe more than their house is worth as of the end of the third quarter of this year. 60% or 270,000 who bought their homes in the first 9 months of 2022, about 8% of them, the mortgage, they are now marginally underwater. And another 20% have a low equity position. Is the curse a curse of someone who brought a curse upon this country returning? Is Barack Obama returning? Is he just around the corner once again? And now, on this is the housing market. Then also, you remember, you have Twitter and Amazon. They're laying off probably around 150,000 people. To be a little more exact, be 146,000. What's 4,000? Let's just make it 150,000 people. Then the Wall Street Journal, they're beginning to lay off the news, the media. The real estate, the companies are beginning to lay off. Those within the cryptocurrency markets are laying off. Even those in the with the food and the beverage industries. And CNN started a massive round of layoffs last week. National Public Radio is responding to a $20 million shortage in corporate grift. And what they're doing is there's a hiring freeze there also. Is this country not only going to lose, go black because we don't have energy, but are they laying people off because there's just no news to report? They can't make up any more lies, any more misinformation, untruths? Well, the Washington Post, again, has folded its magazine, contemplating wide layoffs. New York Times is going to go on strike December 8th. That was just 4 days ago. I haven't heard anything. I haven't followed to see if they have. And the Labor Department, just last Thursday, stated that the claims that they said were like 226,000 claims last month actually weren't 226,000. It was 230,000. No, just another 4,000. Let's add that on. And so by the end of November, the total amount of claims that have been, the total amount of claims, 1.7 million. 1.7 million claims. And, you know, we know that the savings rate is at an all-time low, and debt is at an all-time high. So that's just the, to begin with. This is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I, you know, with each president, you can look at the presidents of this country. And if the individual acknowledges God, there will be somewhat of a blessing. If the administration and if the, you know, Carter, he stated that he was a Christian, which he wasn't. He's nominal. He's what I would call a social gospel Christian. He does good things. I'm not sure he's truly born again. But everybody believed he was going to be a great president. And look what happened. Now, Ronald Reagan, he professed God. And to some degree, we did have a change in the economy. So you could say that Reagan did bring into this country a blessing. But then when George Bush Sr. took over, things began to change. We had even more war than with Reagan. We had war with Reagan down in South America, which was a George Bush war, and in Iran. And then with Bush Sr., it escalated. With Billy and his wife, things got a little bit worse. But the major corporations, the Federal Reserve, had a plan. They had to make this country solid because we have an agenda, world hegemony. And then with Barack Obama, he tried to destroy that plan of America's world hegemony by actually creating and bringing into, he gave birth to ISIS. He gave birth to a economy that went backwards. So we have to look at individuals to see who brings a blessing or somewhat of a blessing, a partial blessing, and then you have an equilibrium. blessing, greater blessing, or greater curse? Would you say Barack Obama brought a great blessing to this country or a curse? He brought in division amongst the races from before he even became president. But then he went on a tour throughout the nation after he became president to cause discord, to cause racial problems throughout the country. So would you say that the equilibrium was a blessing or a curse? Peace or war? Then with Trump, yes, Trump has his problems, but look at what did he do in that 4 years when he was really in office. Was it a blessing or a curse? You have to, regardless, you have to evaluate. When the rain falls, you have to look at the gauge, and if the gauge says 1.2 inches, that's what it says. If it says point eight two inches, that's what it is. So I just want to present this to you. Is something bad coming? Is something, someone that has brought a curse upon the country years gone by, in years past? Is there a return of something behind the curtain, someone behind the curtain with someone else that is going to bring a curse upon this nation, upon the world? Now, if you have one bad individual, that's bad. But if you have two bad individuals together, that's more than just bad. It's not just 1 + 1 = 2. It's these 2 = 10. The evil that they can bring. Two people can bring 10 times the evil that one person can bring. So with that, I'm going to introduce to you something that we're going to have to really look at. Because these two guys, this gentleman plus Barack Obama, these are buddies. They're pals. They work together. They always have. They're after the same objective. His name is Bill Gates of Hell. So this man is now pushing for a digital ID, and he has just invested $1.27 billion to the Agenda 2030 global goal. $1.27 billion. $1.25 billion. I'm presenting this to you because the individual that is going to work with the coming Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13, that individual has to have his hand and his finger on the digital button, because that individual is the one that's going to, without having the mark of the beast or taking the number of the name, that individual is going to have control over the digital network. Why would Bill Gates of Hell want to invest $1.27 billion? He committed this to the global goals. There are 17 goals outlined in the UN Agenda 2030. 17 goals. Well, I'm going to take a break, and I'll have to think about it. While I'm thinking about it, you think about it too. I'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver, But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. Hi, I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Sleep beside to me in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name, and do I dream again? For now I find a bottom of the operaries inside my mind.
Sing once again with me our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there.
I don't like to be too dramatic, but the fact is millions and millions and millions and maybe billions of people have been, billions of people have always looked at this mystery in Revelation chapter 13 about the Antichrist and the false prophet. Excuse me. They've wanted to know for centuries, what is this mystery that Christ presented through a vision to John the Baptist? And when will this vision, when will this mystery be revealed to mankind? Well, it will be revealed in the decade before Jesus Christ returns. In the 10 years before Jesus Christ returns, about 7+ years before he returns, the mystery will be known. And people, even when it is made clear to them, they won't believe it. Even the people, the children in the occult, even they will be deceived, not knowing who the Antichrist and the false prophet are. But you see, even an ant, I talk about when I began the program here on KHNC with the open forum, I look at history as a big desert, a huge desert, massive desert, with creatures coming across the desert. And the desert is history. And everything that comes across that desert, everything leaves a mark. The rain, the wind, everything. Every animal, every creature, the snakes, the Gila monsters, the spiders, the ants, doesn't matter. There is a mark that is left. There is something that is there that is an indicator as to what that creature is coming across the desert, including mankind. And I started looking at the dynasties, Rockefellers, in this country, Jesse James, Oppenheimer, the Fords, the Kennedys, more recently the Clintons, and every creature coming across the desert leaves a peculiar mark. Coyotes, they leave a different mark than a snake. But everything coming across that desert is there, and it's etched permanently. Even though the wind may shift the sand, it doesn't matter. History is documented in that desert floor. It cannot be changed. But we have to look at what is coming across the desert and identify each creature. And then you get to see a clear picture of what is what. And I have looked at the Clinton family, and you can tell if the creatures coming across the desert, if they're poisonous or harmless. Well, these people that are poisonous, they're harmful. We know their names: the Bushes, Junior, Jeb, all of them. You know, the Democrat side, you know, you have Mitch McConnell. We see what kind of creatures they are. We know by the fruit that they leave. You can tell by the droppings. Whatever they drop, their droppings, you know, the rabbits, they always drop little pellets. And these creatures drop something, and you can tell by what they drop, the waste, what they are. Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter. So now, with the Antichrist and the false prophet is the one who puts his finger and has his finger on the digital button. So when I've been watching this matter of Bill Gates of hell, I personally think, in my estimation, by seeing what he has done through his life as he's come across that desert floor, and his parents, he has no empathy for mankind. He's a very, you know, coy individual. But nevertheless, you'd look at what he leaves behind, and you can tell where he's going to go. He can't change. He is who he is. Just like with Barry Satoro, like with George Bush Jr., Sr., Bill, individually, Hillary individually, all the Rockefeller family, Nelson Rockefeller. You study each of these individuals, you know what kind of personality they have, what kind of psychological makeup they have. There are those who are, you know, arrogant. I'm trying to think of that. There's one word. While I think of that, but Bill Gates of hell, he has left a mark through 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, going back to when he was a young man there at Microsoft. Now, here's the thing. He has his finger on the computer, all the computers. He's still tied into all of the computer world DARPA, intelligence agencies, everything in that world. He is very tied in to Klaus Schwab. Klaus Barbie Schwab. Klaus. I know some people say you don't pronounce it correctly. Okay, Klaus Barbie Schwab. And I'm not German. If I was German, it would be something like Rodriguez-Stein. Or no, it wouldn't. That would be Jewish. Rodriguez Schwartz. That would be it. So anyhow, I present this to you because I'm convinced that the two individuals in Revelation chapter 13... Uh-oh, I'm going to wait till after the break. And then we'll continue. And we'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that start around $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans. And as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Back. I want to thank those who support me on the Present Truth. Thank you very much. I am going to send you thank you cards, but I do wish all of you a Merry Christmas. And everyone, too, a Merry Christmas if you are, how do I phrase it? Those of you that believe in Christmas. I like the Christmas holidays. I like the holidays of Hanukkah. And I just like this time of the year. But I want to thank those that have supported me. And if For those that want to continue to support me, you have my way to do that. And those that would like to support me, send your whatever, but make it out to Rick Rodriguez, care of care of KHNC. Excuse me. Yeah, make the checks out or whatever to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. It's easier if everything is made out to me. This way it reduces some steps. So thank you very much. Now, one thing I will say is that, see, everybody has looked at Klaus Schwab, Klaus, and he's not going to be the one that will have his finger on the digital button. He won't be the one. It's going to be the false prophet. But Klaus, he's the one that set it up. He and the World Economic Forum individuals, the non-governmental organizations, the governments of the world, the corporations of the world, the occult societies of the world, Pilgrim Society, New York and London, they set it all up. Who did they set it up for? The one who will have his finger on that button is the beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. And I am convinced that that individual is Bill Gates. Now, Bill and Melinda, $1.27 billion committed to the global goals of Agenda 2030. There are 17 objectives, 13 goals. That many have called this a crazy conspiracy theory, but it's not. And the website is PeterSwedenSubstack.com. PeterSwedenSubstack.com. A whopping $200 million will be spent to expand global digital, the global digital public infrastructure, according to the website. It will help countries and public health threats, pandemic recovery, climate change. What is this global digital public infrastructure? Well, he says this: this funding will help expand infrastructure that low and middle income countries can use to become more resilient to crises such as food shortages, public health threats, climate change, as well as to aid in pandemic and economic recovery. This infrastructure encompasses tools such as interoperable payment systems, digital ID, data sharing systems, and civil registry databases. No, this is not what it is about. It is about the Mark of the Beast system. It is the control system of the world Antichrist globalist New World Order, Order of the Ages network that has been created to rule the world. He is trying to expand it to African nations especially, because there's going to be a fight for Africa and to South America. There are two economic systems that are coming, that are in place already. One is the economic system through the Trilateral Commission in the West. That's one of the ways in which they set it up. But it is the Western unipolar system. There is the other multipolar system, which is separate from the unipolar network, which would be the BRICS network. Other nations are involving themselves and moving away from the petrodollar control system of the West. China. So this is what Gates is doing. It is it appears as if he, you know, it. He looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. So, to help with food crises, public health threats, climate change, pandemic, aid, economic recovery, infrastructure encompasses tools such as interoperable payment systems. Don't do it. The other nations better not do it. There you have it. Bill Gates is pushing hard for digital ID. Digital ID to help with public health threats, climate change. But it doesn't stop there, according to the article. They also have something called Goalkeepers. This is their campaign to accelerate progress toward the Sustainable Development Goals. Goalkeepers. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sundays, I keep forgetting to let you know that I have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 9 to noon on Sundays. And the programs that I host, the other programs are on podcast. 1360khnc.com. Now, one of the most pronounced personality traits of this coming individual that we know as Antichrist, he has many traits, but one of the most pronounced is his personality is narcissism. He is the most narcissistic individual that has ever lived. And I say that because it is presented to the readers that read the Bible. It says that he will be like God. He will ascend above God and into above God's throne. This is narcissism that the Scripture presents to the readers that this individual will be like many of the narcissistic rulers in past history, but this individual, according to the scripture, is the most narcissistic person ever to live, surpassing the narcissism of Hillary Clinton. So I want to present that to you. Now, with the false prophet, he sounds like a lamb, someone that is, you know, gentle, that is harmless, wants to help, but he speaks like a dragon. And this here, to me, is dragon speak, that he wants to use this digital system to help the nations that are having food shortages or public health, you know, people, little kids that need shots for whatever, measles, mumps. No. Then it says that with his goalkeepers, it's a campaign to accelerate progress toward the sustainable development goal or the global goals. And what kind of global goals? I don't have time. We're out of minutes. But one of the goals is to about how governments should use digital payments to women in order to achieve one of the goals on Agenda 2030, namely gender equality. So that is one of the goals, gender equality. They're giving out what they call global goalkeeper awards to people who have gone to work in pushing this Agenda 2030. And there is this woman, Ursula von der Leyen. She's the president of the European Commission. And she's going to be one who was, she is an individual that was awarded this global goalkeeper for 2022. So, this is what is happening. The individual that is going to have his finger on the digital button is just funded this digital network with $1.27 billion. So now you have my opinion, my view, my observation. Now you can look and this will help you to keep an eye on two individuals. Until tomorrow, have a good evening. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.